Well, I like to call him the voice of contemporary Australia. Michael Waugh has his fourth album out. It's called The Cast, and a new single called Dark. Let's have a little listen to it. There's a flu light flicking in the toilet stall. We're not getting changed for the night at Ringers. There's a mate from Norway. He's coming on a chopper. That's The Dark, and Michael Waugh joins us to have a chat about it. How are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. It's a beautiful day here in Melbourne, but we, like the rest of Victoria, is in lockdown, so it could be better.
We know about that here in New South Wales as well, unfortunately. You can answer a question for me. Is there a word or anything that rhymes with coronavirus? Can we expect some songs to this effect?
There is lots of inspiration that's coming out of it, but perhaps not things that are fit to play on the radio.
There's one that's been released about staying at home. I won't fill in the other word that's in there.
That's right.
I was just going to say, you must be very proud of the fact that your fourth album is now out there.
Yeah, wrapped. I mean, like, it's ironic to be talking about release when we're feeling anything but released. But this is a record that was kind of all written and recorded through lockdown periods, both here in Victoria and up on the Central Coast in New South Wales, where Shane Nicholson was producing it. So it's great that the songs are out in the world, though, and thanks to stations like yours, the music's still able to get out there.
Tell us a little bit about the single Dark. What's that about?
Well, when I grew up, the soundtrack of a Friday night for me was Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where the title of the song comes from. It's a direct reference to Springsteen.
Looking for Courtney Cox to come up and dance on stage with you at some stage, mate?
Well, that was kind of the fantasy as a child, that I would live that moment out. In fact, that's kind of the inspiration for the music video. We've got actually an ex-student of mine, she's costumed like Courtney Cox, and the moment where he pulls her up on stage to dance is kind of recreated there in that video. But yeah, look, it's also about Ringers Nightclub in Sale, which is the nightclub in the local community where I grew up, and there'd be, you know, local tradies and local farmers and FIFO workers from Esso. And they'd be there blowing off steam and sipping lemon ruskies and dancing around handbags and that sort of thing.
Can I ask you, Michael, do you think, and this is probably a large and political question, but back in our day, because we're of the same era, yeah, you would go out to a club or a pub or whatever it might be, and you could probably take about $50 with you and have a fantastic night. These days, you know, it's a good couple of $100 for a big night, so you can't do that. So the community doesn't get together like it did back in the days that you're talking about.
Yeah, I think you're right. Although I kind of don't remember having a lot of money in my pocket to be able to do that. I invented my own version of a cocktail, actually. There was it was a beer with raspberry cordial in it, and pretty exotic and a very cheap cocktail.
I don't doubt that. What did we call that?
We called it disgusting, is what we called it.
You can market that with your next album.
Yeah, sure.
With each album comes a free bottle of disgusting.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, the red and black shirts is because I always usually wear a red and black check shirt when I play. It's a tribute to my dad. And so maybe, yeah, we could have like the maybe a red beer next to, you know, some Guinness or something. So you could have a red and black beer
That would be lovely. I'm sure you'd like to be out and about supporting the album and the single at the moment as well. But as we started talking about with lockdown, that's very difficult at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, I think like lots of writers, I wrote these songs to be able to share in a room with people.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see their faces light up when they recognise themselves, especially like the story songs that I tell. I try to be really true to those experiences of, you know, of growing up in the country or you know, sort of having well, the people that you kind of can relate to in those environments. And I love it when you're in a room with people and they're kind of nudging the person next to them like they've remembered something or someone. And I really miss that. I miss being able to see their faces.
Well, in years to come, people will be sitting there and they'll talking about the days that they were there to watch Michael Waugh and performing his songs for them live. And we look forward to that happening sooner than later. Mate, thank you very much for joining us to chat about the album and the single. And I'm sure we'll speak again.
Thanks, Andrew.